Welcome to Bullish, where we talk about the journey and process to build ourselves and companies into multi-billion dollar people and brands. Currently, my business and investment funds have done tens of millions in revenue. And this is the documentation of the journey to scale to the billion-dollar realm. All while we give back and do good in the world. My name is Bridger Pennington, and welcome to Bullish.
Boom, people. Welcome back to the show. Today, we're talking all things cryptocurrency. Now, as you guys know, I run a crypto hedge fund with my partner, Dan Young. He's been on the show before. Incredible dude. The market's insane right now. As I'm filming this right now, crypto is right at 65,000. It's been up a little bit higher. It was at 68 and then dropped back to 65. Anyways, we're watching this right now. Ethereum at 37,000. I want to talk through some of the things that our team is looking at over the next month, 6 months, 18 months, and 24 months as we enter, we believe, this next bull cycle. Now, so far, Bitcoin has had a major run since the beginning of the year. We've been buying, just so you're aware, so we started our fund in June of 2022. Okay, we launched our fund, we went through that whole down cycle, we've risk mitigated very well through the whole down cycle, we've been buying a lot. So our positions are doing extremely well right now, we're very excited. And what's funny enough though, the last 3 months, as the bull run has started to kick off, everyone's calling us back up, hey, can we put money in? And we say, great, yeah, put some money in. So we're an open-ended fund, we're a 506c fund, so I can publicly talk about our fund. But at the end of every month, we do a close. We've had a lot of investors join this last month. We've been very excited about the returns, it's been awesome. It's been a hoot. Just last month, we were up over 25% as a fund just in last month, which was pretty fun to be a part of. So let's dive into a couple things that we are looking at that we are seeing. Now, as you guys know, our fund is primarily a risk mitigated fund. We do a lot with liquidity pools. And now we've tweaked skewed our portfolio a little bit to hit a lot of mid and these small cap cryptocurrencies that we believe will do very, very well during this next cycle. We have about, at any given time, 70 to 100 different positions in our fund. To give you a sense of how much we hold, we currently, I think as of today, we hold about 11% Bitcoin. We're higher on Ethereum right now, and we'll talk about Ethereum in a minute. The incoming highlights of Ethereum, why Ethereum is so cool. We're around, I think, 18 to 20% Ethereum, and the rest is spread through a bunch of alternative coins, liquidity pools, all sorts of stuff that we'll dive into in a second. Cool, you guys ready to get in? So let's talk about Bitcoin and Ethereum right now, the two main players, and we'll talk about altcoins in a minute. So Bitcoin, as you've seen, Bitcoin's almost hitting all-time highs right now. We've had the ETFs get announced. So 11 ETFs launched. We've been talking about the ETFs for months and months and months. We've been talking to investors like one day the ETFs will come out. They actually came out in January. In 3 weeks, the Bitcoin ETF became the second largest commodity ETF on planet Earth. It surpassed silver, only behind gold. We're seeing right now over 500 million a day in inflows on the Bitcoin ETF. I mean, it's insane. To put in perspective, at current market prices, we are mining about 50 million Bitcoins a day are being produced, and 500 million is just flowing into the ETFs. That's not including crypto.com and Coinbase and other places. Just the ETFs, 500 million a day. And so just supply and demand, the price has gone up drastically. Now, what we are seeing next month is the Bitcoin halving. Now, if you look at charts in a cycle, this has happened 3 times prior. We're going on the fourth cycle right now. Bitcoin is a very sick, at least historically, has been a very cyclical type of asset. You usually have a small run up like we're seeing right now. We have a Bitcoin halving, which has kicked off the bull run. The bull run typically after a Bitcoin halving lasts for around 18 months. So we had a halving in 2016 that led to the bull run in 2017. We had a halving in 2020 that led to the bull run in 2021, the peak in 2021. A lot of people got into crypto there and then it fell off. Usually it falls about 75% the last 3 cycles. It will bottom. It takes about a year to recover, break downward trend, and then it will start recovering again. We will see what this cycle does. Again, the black swan for this cycle is the ETFs. So again, we are having the Bitcoin halving is coming up next month. Now what that means is back to our numbers, about 50 million a day of Bitcoins are being produced and 500 million of inflows. That 50 million of Bitcoins produced after the halving, it gets cut in half. So it goes from 50 million to 25 million a day. This is a strain on supply. And historically, this has led to a huge bull run. Now this cycle, we have already mined about 19 million Bitcoins of the 21 million possible Bitcoins. Only 21 million can be mined. We've already done 19 million. They estimate about 5 to 6 million coins have been lost in wallets. People forgot their passwords. Can you imagine that? There's all these stories of people that forget their passwords and everything. So that's happened as well. So you have a big strain on supply. To put it in perspective, there's not enough coins for every millionaire in the United States to own one coin. When you talk about a scarce resource, that's what people mean. So that's what's happening with Bitcoin right now. We've obviously seen a big rise of the ETFs, et cetera. It's been pretty fun. Our market prediction on this cycle for Bitcoin specifically, last cycle, Bitcoin did a 20X. Ethereum did a 28X. And then altcoins did like 50 to 100Xs. This cycle, at least our levels, we put us to about a 5X on Bitcoin. Bitcoin's already done a double. It's already over 100% from bottom to top. We put up 5X. So this would put Bitcoin, we think, roughly around $200,000 as a top for this cycle. Ethereum, we think this cycle will do about an 8X bottom to top. Maybe around a $9,000 to $10,000 Ethereum, somewhere in that range. Again, though, the big changes for this cycle are the ETFs that could drastically change crypto's dynamic and break all the charts and technicals. So we look at the overall fundamentals. Additionally, on ETFs, and sorry, I'm just rambling on here, but a lot of cool stuff to talk about. We are waiting. Over a dozen companies have filed for Ethereum ETFs, very similar to the Bitcoin ETFs. Those we think can be approved as soon as the next 30 days, 45 days. A lot of people are putting mid-March as the time period. We will see when they're approved. But we could see a very similar trend of what Bitcoin's gone through in Ethereum, but usually to a higher degree. What we've seen, at least historically, is Bitcoin will run, Ethereum will run higher, and then a lot of these altcoins will run even higher. We're seeing that. Additionally, Ethereum has a big upgrade coming in the next coming weeks. The Dankun, I don't know how to say it correctly, Dankun update is coming out, which should drastically increase performance on the Ethereum blockchain. So we're seeing a lot of movement in crypto right now. It's fun. The bull run is back. And we think we are still early. People are like, am I late? Am I early? We think this cycle is just getting started. At least if you look from the last three cycles, the Bitcoin halving, there was some run up before it, but the Bitcoin halving really kicked off momentum for the next 18 months. That would put our exit points around maybe June or July of 2025. Again, from historical trends, that's where you would start to maybe take profits, maybe before that if you want. There's some theories that the cycle's been moved up 6 months, has been fast forward because of the ETFs. There's all these different things that's changing. I hold my opinion to be changed in the future, but as of right now, this is what we're kind of looking at as of today. So with our hedge fund, we've done a lot. Now I mentioned this, we have some Bitcoin, we have some Ethereum, but a lot of these alternative coins well. Now today I'm not gonna give you specific positions, but I'm gonna give you what we look at when we look at coins. Now I have a great team. I got Dan Young, my business partner, and then Tyler and a bunch of other people on our team that's amazing, that give us tons of insights. We look at a lot of fundamentals and technicals as we make trades and positions. We're not trying to day trade, we're trying to play the long-term game, market trends of crypto. So I'll give you a few highlights of what we're looking at right now. A couple of things. Number one, any fundamental trade we make, we want to have three things. Number one, a docs team, a clear team that's, doesn't have SEC charges, that they have a LinkedIn, they have something to lose. Maybe they have families, whatever. We don't want just anonymous people out of Russia that are running these coins, okay? Number two, they have to have a clear roadmap and sustainable roadmap, not just copy and paste roadmap from another project, which a lot do. We actually dig through and read all of their project roadmap, et cetera, what they're doing. And then finally, number three, does it have real world utility? Is there actually some use case for this project that's being built? We think of it more like software. We usually don't invest into anything with a dog on a coin or a frog on a coin or a penguin on a coin, whatever. Those are just made up projects. We try to find things that have actual real world utility and actually would be a useful blockchain right now for someone to actually use. It's actually software. We think of it more like technology companies. These are actual software companies that make sense. So again, clear roadmap, docs team, and actual utility. So a couple examples of places that we're seeing a lot of utility, then some of these trades have just jumped like crazy. Like a few months ago, we started to look at AI and blockchain together. So as you guys know, the AI run of NVIDIA and all the chip manufacturing, et cetera, has been massive. We are seeing right now the convergence of AI and blockchain together to produce some really cool technologies. And I'm not gonna give you specific coins on this call, but there's some incredible projects, and you just do your own research, on AI and blockchain projects that are coming together. Some of them are in genetic coding. Some of them are different healthcare things. I mean, there's some really cool AI and blockchain stuff happening right now. Additionally, we're seeing some very useful blockchains that have been launched, and whether they're layer ones or layer twos. But for example, we'll see a project if there's 20,000 developers using that blockchain to do whatever. Well, that's a pretty good blockchain. We saw one 8 months ago. The price was low, but man, there's 20,000 people active users using this blockchain and growing every day, that might be something to look at, right? And they're building on it. They're using this blockchain because it's a very useful blockchain. And ta-da, like that coin has almost doubled over the last 6 months. So that's when we look for a lot of utility. Is it being used by other people? There's been other coins that, you know, track electricity usage around the world. There's blockchains that track supply chains. There's all sorts of cool utility-based blockchains that we are seeing over the next, we think over the next 18 months will do massive. Again, our predictions for this cycle is Bitcoin will do about a 5x, Ethereum will do about an 8x, and altcoins will do 15, 20, 30x, whatever, name the coin, it could go higher. And so we've done quite a spread throughout that with risk mitigation in our spot. So anyway, some pretty fun stuff. We still think we are very early in this cycle. I know we're close to all-time highs, hitting all-time highs. And again, chop can happen. We might drop back down, it might chop for a little bit, but as you look at a cycle over the next 12 to 18 months, all of our bullish indicators are going off right now. And for our fund, it's been pretty fun. We managed right now just over 23 million in our hedge fund, all equity, no debt, just straight equity, 23 million. And it's been pretty fun. And we have a lot of, we talk to investors every single day and they're asking, should we get in? Is it too late? And we got, I don't think it's too late. I think we are still early on the cycle. We have a Bitcoin halving. We have more ETFs to come. Wall Street is still loving this asset class. It is not even close to discovered its total market value and cap. We think that discovery is still a long way to go, which is pretty fun. So maybe in the future, we'll talk more specific coins and projects. Currently, my team tells me to not share specific. We don't want to get sued by anybody or anything. I don't want to give investment advice. But overall, we are seeing this massive trend. There's a few points to research. And these code updates, Ethereum ETFs, the Bitcoin halving, all happening in the next 30 days. I mean, it's massive time right now for crypto, as you can see, the market is reflecting the optimism in what's going on right now. One last thing I'll share. Bitcoin as well, and you got to think about blockchain as a global currency. This is, and I almost don't like to use the word currency, but that's the word everyone else uses, but global technology. About a third of all crypto is in the United States, but also two-thirds is outside the United States. Blockchain greatly benefits people that live in destabilized countries, way more than someone who lives in the United States. For example, 11% of international wires have a fail rate. They don't hit the right person, they have the wrong account number, they come back, 11%. And they also pay anywhere from, 0.5% to 5% in fees, in slippage, as you try to move money around the world. We had a guy call us up. He's like, he's in Dubai. He's trying to send money to a group in the UK. It says it takes him 30 days to send, because there's all these intermediary banks. They want to trade it. It takes 30 days to send money from Dubai in large amounts to the UK. Because if the banks hold it up, they don't approve it. He goes, it's insane. We do this transaction every 3 or 4 months and they hold it up for 30 days. Blockchain greatly benefits people in those types of countries. If you, a lot of them, we see this in Africa or China or emerging economies where they're using blockchain and crypto payments for like Venmo transactions or to transfer currency. Instead of waiting for banks, intermediaries, you can just send money quickly and with like really solid payment rails with a lot of these very efficient blockchains. This allows commerce to increase, et cetera. Now, which coin will benefit, whatever, but I just think the overall market of blockchain is massive. Instead of using Western Union and getting a thing and sending money back to your family overseas, crypto you can send it in an instant. It greatly benefits people around the world. So even if the United States right now is really adopting crypto, but this is way more, there's actually more adoption we're seeing in Indonesia, Southeast Asia, etc., than we are seeing in the Western world, because it's actually very much more useful in those countries as far as a blockchain technology. So what's cool is this can centralize and help the world be on similar payment rails and not have so much slippage and baggage when they're trying to move money around the world, which is pretty, I think, pretty significant. People talk about central bank digital currencies. I think they are inevitable. Now, I know people are like, it's gonna be bad. I have heard all the arguments and I'm with you. Privacy's gone, all this stuff, governments control everything, but guess what? They already do control everything. We essentially already have central bank digital currency with air quotes. Like, look at Kanye West. I don't know how to say his name, but remember when he posted on Twitter? He posted a tweet on Twitter. The next day, he was a billionaire, couldn't use any of his credit cards, all of his bank accounts were frozen because he tweeted something on Twitter. That shows you the power that they already have. People are, oh, they're going to take over. They already have. Okay, all of our money is digital anyways. This allows for a much more efficient system. And I think it's inevitable, meaning it could be 1 year, it could be 5 years, it could be 50 years. But the technology is so good. Right now, 40 countries are in development of central bank digital currencies and research and development. Over 11 have announced that they are actually going to go and pilot and or launch a central bank digital currency. Okay, it's a massive chunk of countries. I think it's going to be more and more, whether it's a decade or 2 decades or 5 years, whatever I don't care about the time period. I just think it's inevitably going to happen. And when that happens, all ships rise. When it's centralized, it becomes mainstream. All ships rise as well. So that's where we're at. If you guys want to learn more, you can go to uglyunicorn.com. That's our fund. If you're an accredited investor, we'd love to have you invest. It's $100,000 minimum check size. Send me a message on uglyunicorn.com. You can get my email there or whatever. Send me a message. I'd love to talk to you. And it's pretty fun, though. Keep me in the loop. We'll probably do more of these. I'll bring Dan on. My other team members will talk more about crypto. I know you guys have been asking a ton. The crypto market is back. We've been talking about it for 3 years, but no one cares until right now. And so we'll keep talking about it as we go forward. So with that, see you guys next episode. Peace.